All right. Good morning, everybody. We are live. Here we go. Joanne Johnson, Executive Director for the Oconee County Chamber of Commerce. And I am joined again this week by Sheriff Michael Crenshaw. Sheriff, thank you for coming. I know how busy you are. And I really appreciate, as is everybody else, you taking a few minutes out with us. And I hope folks understand this morning's update may be a little bit short. As you can imagine, he's got to get back into the field. But Sheriff, let's just get right into it. I mean, this is something that we have never seen before. Now, I've lived in Oconee County for 18 years and some change. And, you know, we've had some tornadoes every now and again. But to my knowledge, we have never had anything like this in Oconee County to this extreme. Is that right?
I totally agree with you. I'm 55, lived here all my life. And I think we were talking yesterday, 1994, I think we had a tornado in the northern end of the county that did some damage. But to my knowledge, this is the first tornado where we've actually lost life with the death that we had yesterday. And the one was, 26 years ago, where there was no loss of life.
And so we know that Borg Warner, we lost the guard, unfortunately. And my understanding was that we had two missing individuals, one of which has been found. Is that correct? And he's in ICU?
That is correct. From my understanding, first, I think, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of this guard that lost their life, a resident of Oconee County. But you're correct. There was some serious injuries. Some hospitalizations as a result of the tornado yesterday.
Okay. And
probably we're still the first responders, the firemen, the volunteers that are on site this morning. They're still going through. There may be some more injuries. We certainly pray and hope there's no more fatalities. But if anyone has a loved one that they have not been able to get in touch with, please call us. You're welcome to come to the Seneca Fire Department, and we'll go with you to check on your loved one.
Thank you for that. And tell us what the situation is, because I know you guys are, I think, telling all of us to kind of stay away for right now. And I know people are curious and they want to kind of look. And more than that, I think more than being curious, people want to help. But tell us a little bit, what does it look like, and what are you recommending right now?
Joanne, from yesterday morning, I want to thank our media partners. We had pre-warning, thank goodness for this. And I think that saved a lot of lives yesterday. You know, thankfully, if there's one thing good about this pandemic that we're in, there was no workers at Borg Warner yesterday. The plant manager told me yesterday they normally would have been probably 200 people inside that plant. So lives were saved as a result of that, but you're correct. The best thing, and I understand it, and I do, I get it. People would like to see, just to get a better understanding of this devastation. But if they'll just give the first responders, at least 2 to 3 days, because it's taxing more resources from a law enforcement perspective to have to block these roads off to where workers can get in there, get power lines out of the road, get the trees cleared, just getting the roads to where you can get in to folks. So yes, we do encourage you to stay away from the area. And that is from, what we have opened back up, Wells Highway. It was shut down yesterday there at the South 4th Street Return Church Road, but it has opened back up. We're trying to get areas open as quickly as we can. But this is still very unstable in some of these areas. Power lines are still across the roads. We don't know if they're hot, if they're active or not. So yes, we encourage folks to still continue to avoid this area. Allow the first responders to get in there, get to the people, get the roads cleared, and then we can bring even more volunteers and help in and get folks help quicker. Or sooner than later.
Yeah, because that's really it, is that people do want to help and they're worried and they feel very helpless right now, and they're scared that they don't know what's happening, and they want to have some form of control and they want to know that they're doing something. But what happens in situations like this is that when people are down in all of it, it creates a safety hazard for you. And, you know, now you've got to worry about not only what you're trying to do, but also keeping everybody down there safe.
That's correct. You know, the volunteers, there's Samaritan's Purse. I know they showed up with about 25, 30 volunteers this morning. Other groups, they were having a briefing at 9 o'clock this morning. And they've kind of planned out, greeted areas, different areas of the city and the county out. And it's a very organized approach that they're trying to do to get in, to get help to folks that need help. Joanne, yesterday, Governor McMaster came. Congressman Graham was here, Senator Alexander, Representative Sandifer and Whitmire, obviously, you know, some state resources, federal resources are going to be available. Senator Graham, his office contacted me this morning. They're on site as we speak, getting a view and a firsthand assessment of all the needs that are here. So I think resources are going to be available. Help is going to be available. And we just need to continue you know, what we're doing. You know, we went from a pandemic where everyone is not knowing what's going to happen with it, a worldwide pandemic, to a natural disaster over the night, Sunday and into Monday. But what I saw yesterday, you know, citizens, volunteers, you know, they were not concerned about their personal safety. They were there, you know, during this disaster to offer help, wanted to help. And, you know, a lot of folks were helped yesterday, but there's still several more days and probably weeks, probably months before we're going to be able to see things get back to normal.
And you're right. And there is a lot of help that's available. And in fact, you know, the United Way and the Salvation Army are taking donations of cases of water bottles, cases of Gatorade. And then there's four drop-off points with Oconee Federal. So all of their branches are accepting the water bottles and the Gatorade as well. And then the Salvation Army, of course, is taking things Wednesday through Saturday, like Lance chips and different things, you know, Vienna sausages, things that are in cans. My understanding is one of your big concerns right now too is, though again, everybody appreciates the help and it's very needed, we have to try our best to keep each other safe and away from the virus. So things that are being donated, they need to be sealed, right, unopened, new if we can get it. But like as far as if there's blankets or anything, if somebody could provide maybe even blankets that are new that are sealed from the store in, you know, those bags, just because we can't spread the virus at the same time.
You're exactly right. You know, there's some things obviously that yesterday morning come daylight kind of went out the window. I mean, we had no choice, but we still got to keep thinking about this. You know, yesterday in South Carolina, our numbers continued to increase, not as much, you know, as what we've seen in previous days, but we saw additional deaths yesterday across our state. We saw additional cases diagnosed and confirmed across our state. Oconee County is still at 14 cases right now, but we're seeing in our surrounding area, those numbers continue to go up, even into Georgia, even into North Carolina. I know yesterday, Jackson County, North Carolina, which is just across our line, had their first two confirmed cases.
You know, you and I just a couple of days ago were talking about this pandemic and what we're going through. It's nothing that we've ever lived through. Now you compound that with a natural disaster. This is unbelievable. And, you know, my being a prior psychotherapist, I worry about anxiety and depression for people and possibly PTSD. And we have another one of these interviews on Friday with Dr. Pamela Herbert of Carolina Counseling Professionals. She's going to address these things as well, because this is a very serious thing. And I feel like we need to be aware of people's triggers and people that have anxiety and how we take care of our loved ones who are anxious in these times. Because to be honest with you, telling someone with anxiety, hey, everything's gonna be okay, you know, just calm down, that doesn't work. And people are frightened right now. And I'm glad that we have strong leaders in our county, like yourself and all the others, who recognize that and who are doing everything within their power to support this county. And you guys are doing a fantastic job. And I just am going to speak for everybody who's listening right now. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything that you're doing and we are supporting you 100%, and we're praying for your safety and the first responders, everybody, for their safety. This is something, again, that we have absolutely no idea how to deal with. I mean, we have, or you have manuals on how to deal with certain things, but that's on paper. Now you go out and you're dealing with lives, and you're looking at people who don't know what they're going to do now, what they're going to do for a job. Their house is gone. This is real life stuff. And this is where the rubber meets the road. And I'm proud of our county and every person who lives here, because people are giving of themselves. We said the other day, already they were putting others above self. And we're seeing that now. And we are a truly strong people, and we have incredibly strong leadership. So again, thank you.
Well, you covered it in what you said yesterday. I saw neighbors helping neighbors. I saw total strangers that didn't even know people in this area that were, I considered them a first responder as well. They were there out, cutting trees, helping strangers that they didn't even know. And you touched on an important topic, the mental health of everyone during this pandemic, in addition to now a natural disaster. That's going to be important. So I appreciate you reaching out, trying to bring some folks on to help people with that, because people are faced with uncertainty. People are faced with change in their lives at this point. And, how do you handle that? I certainly don't have all the answers for that, so I appreciate you reaching out, getting some experts. But I would encourage folks, help is available. Don't be afraid to ask, reach out. Let someone help you that's willing to help you. Continue to, for the first responders, the law enforcement, fire, and the EMS folks, I can't tell you how energized and how good everyone felt yesterday. Just seeing the work, everyone working together, others that were coming in wanting to volunteer to help, just the resolve that people in this community have to help each other. The love that this community has to help each other, it's certainly encouraging in a time like this.
Absolutely, and we have our faith, and we serve a mighty God, and we know that His hand is on this, and it's evident in so many places, like you mentioned in the beginning of the call with BorgWarner. There could have been 200 to 300 people there, but God. And, that's what we have to focus on. And I know that it's hard. And I've been through many tornadoes and two typhoons, one of which was a super typhoon when I lived in Guam. And it is devastating and it's horrible. And I understand the anxiety that people are having, but we have to just be patient. We have to breathe, and we have to not push ourselves and listen to what our leadership is telling us to do, because we will get through it. It's going to take a while, but we're going to rebuild. We will come out better on the other side, but it's hard to see that right now, but we need to cling to the cross right now.
You're exactly right. Continue to keep everyone in our prayers, continue to pray, and continue to just keep in mind, it's one step at a time. It's nothing that's going to be over with by the end of this week. Come Friday, it's going to take some time to do all that. Take it one step at a time. Let's get the roads cleared. Then let's start working on the houses. Let's get the electricity back up. But in the interim, that there's going to be folks that's going to be able to help you. There's going to be places that you can go where you can go get a hot shower. Things like that. Just the basic needs of life at this point. And those are being furnished as we speak.
All right. I appreciate you. I'm going to let you get back. I know you've got a very busy day. And if you would, hopefully you can come back in a couple of days and update us again. If there's anything else that we can do besides stay out of your way and pray, please reach out. Let us know that. I'll be happy to pass that on. We don't want to do anything that's going to get in the way of what you guys are doing. But again, thank you and God bless you. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.